Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burger flow. Father Forty Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW Tim's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping nerd, mix some drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. I'm assuming the audio's right. I didn't check. That's the one thing I didn't check. Let me check it real quick. We are audio's right. Everything's right. Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's Monday. I want to say hump day because normally we're live on hump day, but we're live on Monday. It was a great weekend. Had a legendary weekend over at Lynchburg for some of us. Man, just great time. But tonight, we got a good show for you. I want to talk about America's best fast food. There's a new king of the mountain, and it's not Chick-fil-A, which that's not been. Chick-fil-A's not been on my list for a long time. The newest obsession in my household is the Train Wreck Netflix series. Have you guys watched any of that?
Yes.
One?
Okay, I know what exists. I know what exists.
Never heard of it.
We're going to talk about a dude too big to play ball. But first, since the Bourbon Nerd's not going to be with us tonight, you know what holiday day is?
Well, holiday.
National Hip Hop Day, which is kind of fitting since we're talking about a football player too fat to play football. Jamie Fortenberry, father to some, mother to others. How are you, brother?
Padre to many. What's going on, guys? Greetings and salutations out there in Bourbon Land and all you Pationians. I stole that from Gary.
Yes.
And
we are live. Just Tom Black had mentioned, are we really live? Yes,
we are really live
today. PW's in studio looking like really angelic. I'm going to work on his camera.
I am. Camo.
What's up, DW? And oh my gosh, Jamie, he just drank a Truly live on air as we introduced him.
You can't be unruly.
Oh man, he just took, man, oh, we lost. We had 20. Oh, we just lost two watches.
I got a bourbon drink over here too.
So you're chasing. That's the day. Oh crap, you're chasing bourbon with Truly.
No, chasing Truly with bourbon.
I don't know which it is, but this is disastrous.
It's Truly bourbon.
The Truly legend.
We have worked so long to gain our bourbon legendism.
No.
And now he just took it all. But Gary's a bourbon legend.
I am trying to be a bourbon legend.
He's legendary.
I'm legendary, and I do like bourbon. So
I love your color. Look how good I got his color.
So. Jamie asked me if I had another Truly, so he's interested.
Look, I'm down with the sparklers.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna show it off on camera, surely.
I'll drink it. I'll wrap my hands.
You know, it's like you can tap me and go team move it on. But anyway, Gary, how are you? You drinking Trulies?
I am not.
Even Gary doesn't drink.
I don't even drink Trulies. I drink Coke Zeros and other stuff.
He drinks manly stuff like
in your giant Glen? We're gonna start calling that a giant.
This is a giant Glen.
It's Lady Glen.
Catching some hints of very sweetness from the Coke Zero. And a little bit of alcohol from the Buffalo Trace. It's very good. Beautiful. Very good. They blend well together. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Very, very well, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. The Bourbon Nerd is busy. He was at a legendary weekend trip. Come home. All kinds of things not working. So he's tied up on this Monday evening.
How tied up is he?
I don't know, but maybe we should call him. And
it was a rough week for appliances.
Yeah, apparently.
It was.
Chick-fil-A knocked off top spot as a Mexican favorite to crown America's best fast food. You want to guess what beat it out?
It should be Taco Bell.
I know what it probably is, but it's not what it should be.
What do you think it probably is?
It can't be
Taco Bell.
Taco John's.
No, Del Taco, which we don't even have around here.
Of the tacos.
Have you ever eaten a Del Taco?
Yes.
I have a long time ago, but we don't got no Del Tacos here.
We need some Del Tacos.
Isn't that what's in... Lambert's? Where's Lambert's?
Sykes.
There's a Del Taco and Lambert's.
The best taco. It's
owned by Jack in the Box.
Funny you say, because I was just about to say the best fast food taco is Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box?
Yes. Yeah. They tell you get three tacos for a dollar and they deep fry them.
Look, I'm going to say.
Like a chimichanga.
I'm going to say this is biased because it says that number one is Del Taco. Number two is Jack in the Box. And third is A&W. We ain't got none of them.
That sounds like all Jack in the Box. That don't sound right.
Time traveler. He went back to
that. There's A&W in Jonesboro.
I don't like
that. Is it still there?
Don't they just have root beer and hot dogs?
They were Long John Silver, weren't they?
No, they're combined.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of like a KFC Taco Bell.
Yes.
I still think Taco Bell is elite.
Fifth was Wendy's. KFC and dropped to 6.
Who has KFC at 5th?
USA Today. Who even plays attention to USA Today? So there you go.
You sure you're not PlayStation backwards?
They must be doing it like Uber Drive. No, I'm saying Uber Eats.
KFC would not be in my top 15.
Taco Bell 7. Cane's 8.
Cane's is fire.
Canes Zaxby's 9. I don't even like Zaxby's.
Cane's has good sauce other than its chicken strips.
I'm all about the sauce.
I'd rather have Cane's over Zaxby's who come in number 9.
Chicken strips are good. Zaxby's are good too, but it's usually pretty soft.
McDonald's at 10.
McDonald's is just always going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, Donnie. I meant that. No, it's the. Thank you, Mrs. T. Donnie's mic etiquette is killing me on editing, Donnie.
I know, because he's like this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's not that you need talk later. You need that mic up in your face. That's what it is.
I meant to correct it.
Actually, Wes and I had a whole discussion about it on the
put
way.
It to your, put it to your face there. Like it's a chicken strip.
Well, because look, here's what you're good at, and I'm good at. I will talk like this. Gary's good at it.
Yeah, if I'm talking about feeling, I'm like
Wes and Donnie will talk today. Right. Every time. But yeah, there we go. See, we are live, guys. We're live. Yeah.
We're live. This is real.
So KFC is not a top 15 anymore.
Unless they're with a Taco Bell.
Yo, well, you're comparing our KFC.
No,
any KFC is not top 15.
That KFC chicken sandwich is pretty solid.
It ain't no Popeyes. I really like Popeyes.
But it's pretty good.
I still think when the Popeyes Chick-fil-A wars were going with the sandwich, the Popeyes was better.
Oh,
Popeyes was fire. Yeah, his soul in it.
It does. And honestly, I think if Popeyes had better service, they'd be like number one.
I'd rather really have Bojangles.
Or Mrs. Winters.
Or Pirtles. Right, no, I'd rather have Jack Pirtles.
So Pirtles. Then they go further.
Pirtles has a pork chop sandwich with a bone in it.
That's a hood.
That's how you.
I tell you what I like with is the chicken fried steak sandwich that's smothered in gravy and put on a bun. I've never had it, but I've heard about
so
it.
So if Pirtles, you go get the pork chop sandwich and it has a bone in it.
It's bone in.
That is straight hood. And it's delicious.
It's so delicious.
So check out these top 10 burgers. This also come from USA Today. We don't have any of these. I've maybe tried one or two. The Double Char from Habit Burger and Grill.
Never heard of it.
Papa Burger from A&W.
Nope, never had it.
That's good. That's good.
Jumbo burger. Jack Cheeseburger from Jack in the Box.
No.
The Double Double from In-N-Out.
No.
I don't think I've had it. Okay, this one's good.
We're getting in.
Butter Burger Cheese Double from Culver's.
I've had that.
Culver's makes a good burger.
Culver's is pretty good. Fire.
If Five Guys ain't on there, the list don't count.
Five Guys at number 6.
Bullshit. That's good.
You think you're better than that? You think you're better than that?
Five Guys is, look, you ain't lived till you had Five Guys in your mouth.
Yeah, but that we didn't list most expensive.
It is most expensive. It is the most delicious.
Did you have the story where y'all went in to buy burgers and said y'all had a 20 between?
Yeah, that ain't happening at Five Guys.
Look, I'll tell the story again. Me and Derek Russell walked in and he forgot his wallet. And I said, man, all I got is a $20 bill. And the lady, what are you talking about? The lady behind the register said,
you get a bag of fries. That's what you get.
Money, you better leave.
You could probably really get Five Guys cheaper than you could get Five Guys.
Oh, I'm sure. Next is the Shake Burger from Shake Shack. Number 8 is Freddy's Original Double Freddy Burger.
Freddy's
is great.
Then and the Whopper above the Whataburger. Now, see, Whataburger moves up the list.
Okay. Only thing good at Whataburger is patty melt.
I like Whataburger, but do y'all also like Sonic's cheeseburger?
No, the Smash Burger is legit.
Smash Burger.
So what is your favorite fast food restaurant? Let's talk about fast food restaurants. And that list I just had. What's some of your favorite fast food restaurants? Taco Bell, we talked about
it. Gross and savage. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is elite, man. It's the one thing I can always
get. I would say Freddy's is on that list for me too. Great. I really like it. Freddy's chicken strips. Mm-hmm. I would put them up against that.
So let's just. Is the Taco Bell chicken quesadilla just not soul food as far as fast food?
You talking about the original one or the one with that new canteen?
No, the original.
That cantina chicken one?
Bro.
Whoa.
Just old school.
Oh, my goodness. The cantina chicken moves out.
The green sauce. I just wish they hold the green sauce for everything. I love the green sauce.
Look, Taco Bell has 5 ingredients, and they're all delicious.
Cheese, maybe 6. Sour cream, rice, and beans.
Y'all like Slim Chickens?
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
Them chicken's pretty good.
It's not as good as.
Oh, Cane's. I know what mine is, what? Dude. I will demolish some Crystal Burgers.
It just depends on the time of the day.
I will
me.
Slay some.
It Stone depends burgers. On my
late at night. Late at night.
I don't. Have y'all ever had Brahms?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. There was Brahms has a flamethrower burger. Mm-hmm. It is double patties.
It throws flames on both ends.
Both ends. Pepper jack cheese. It's covered with jalapenos.
If Waffle House had a drive-thru, I'd say that's fast food ever.
Well, you can get it to go.
You can, but they don't have a drive-thru. It's not fast food. It's a restaurant. With us
when we went to that Waffle House over on Winchester.
I was.
You was with us?
I was
with me and Marty.
They had a takeout
and
window.
And Andy and you,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they had a takeout window. And people were lined up at this takeout window.
Yes, they
were. It was wild. It was kind of weird. It was kind of wild. And there were so many people in the parking lot. And we still got a table.
Yeah, we're
and
like.
And the food was good. They had at least four convicts working behind that counter.
No doubt.
So you knew it was going to be good.
Tons of ankle monitors.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody might be at this table was telling me the greatest review of a Waffle House ever. It was like, I walked in, got in a fist fight, lost a tooth, and came home with a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I just saw that meme recently somewhere. Yeah. I think you shared it with
Gary. Did. Y'all get Hash Browns birthday, and it had like a prison key hit or handcuff key in it.
No, we look at ankle monitors.
I really miss our Waffle House. That was low down the best it could be.
I bet you that one we were in had 15 people working behind the counter.
They did. They had tons of them back there.
They did. And they were slanging.
Our Waffle House had drug deals going on as you were eating.
As you were eating.
Gangster.
Yes, that's how you know it was really good.
But it was so delicious.
It was so delicious.
So let's do, would you pick Waffle House? Is there anything you'd pick over? Look, he's even got his Waffle House shirt on. I didn't realize. So is there any restaurant you would pick over Waffle House?
No.
Not one.
No, it's got all your basic
food
ingredients.
Not like fine dining.
No, like, there's nothing. I can't think of somewhere where I would really enjoy going at Waffle House.
He said, Ruth Chris. No, sir.
No, Waffle House. That is.
You know, we went for his birthday last year to Steakhouse.
We could have saved so much.
You get with egg and eggs at Waffle House.
I mean, that's good. It's a good change of pace. But, you know, Waffle House is king, you know. It's just so much. It's so good. I mean, even the Weather Channel listens to the Waffle House.
Y'all remember we were at the Waffle House on the way to Nashville, and we were all sitting at the little bar at the Waffle House, and we just got our food, and all of a sudden that roach took off running toward me, and I thought that. Remember
that's
that?
A good sign. That's an omen.
That means
that's an omen from Jesus.
That means it's a legit Waffle House.
Yeah.
So I think Garrison loves Waffle House because the day I fell asleep on a waffle and he ate around me.
Oh yeah.
I read it.
Kind of like Winston Churchill's face or Abraham Lincoln's.
I passed out my arm on top of a waffle like this, and he ate on this side of my arm and this side of my arm, and I woke up with cerebral in the strip.
It was a forearm strip is what it was.
And you know, that's so loving, and you can't make that story up. There's no way. Like, if we were to write a movie and put that as a skit in the movie, nobody
would forget that. That's when I came back from my honeymoon. We had rum for my honeymoon. Me and Gary sit in the parking lot of Dollar Tree, drank all this rum.
Jamaican, it was Appleton, wasn't it? Appleton rum.
Appleton rum.
I may have some Appleton rum.
My truck got broke into. Somebody stole all the tools out of the truck.
But they left the rum.
Well, we drank all the rum, then went in.
And he took the waffle. He ate around the waffle, too, Jamie.
The other guy got his stole the tools.
Stole your tools and your waffle.
He came back and got me to sleep.
Okay, so outside of Waffle House, is there any fast food restaurants that are not on the list that you'd say, hey, you got to hit these dudes up?
Cracker Barrel.
What about
Cat and D's?
We'll talk about Cracker Barrel.
They have a store.
What about Cat and D's?
I'm a Cat and D's fan.
I like it, but it's not top 10.
I like that fried cod.
I can't put a fish place as a top 10.
What about, let me think of another,
Sonic is awesome.
They got good drinks.
I think Sonic's awesome.
I would say something that doesn't get mentioned a lot, Dairy Queen.
I never been to Dairy
King. Dairy Queen's pretty good.
Solid.
Sonic's good. I like Sonic.
I mean, they're okay, but I mean Taco Bell, man.
Taco Bell's legit. Like, so, like, if you're building a team,
yeah,
and you need that go to player who's not gonna miss any games.
Oh, Taco Bell's closing it out.
Yeah, but he's gonna be that traditional player that shows up every game. He's not your superstar, but he don't miss. He don't make mistakes.
All right, so here's the question. So,
no, it's not bad. He makes a lot of mistakes.
A lot of us are. Fairly, you know, we have a lot of depth and a lot of history with Taco Bell in here. So, what item do you wish they come back with?
No, I got a whole new subject.
Uh-oh.
We're building a football team with fast food.
Football team. 11-man football team.
Offense. Who's your quarterback?
Taco Bell.
Got to be McDonald's.
Got to be.
Got McDonald's quarterback. McDonald's quarterback. He has led everything for years.
He has. It is Taco Bell's your running back.
It's okay. Consistency.
Yeah, Taco Bell's your running back.
Taco Bell will give you the runs.
It runs right through.
Taco Bell is Derrick Henry.
So McDonald's is consistency.
He's right.
Every McDonald's you go, it's the same. They're not going to lose a game for you.
Yeah.
They may not win it, but they're not going to lose it. Mm.
Who's your flashier wide receivers? What are those?
Chipotle.
You can do the Zaxby's and the Canes out as wide out.
No, that's a slot receiver. No, that flashy one out on the edge is Chipotle.
I think your chicken place. So I think your chicken place is going to be your offensive lineman.
Yeah,
Your center is going to be God's chicken. That's going to be the moral. Will be the morality of your line.
KFC probably gets both guard positions.
Who's the center? Hold on, the most important position, center. Who's Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A. I mean, they're the leader of your line.
Who's of your service? They're service. The best service. Yes. Oh, yeah. They serve.
Who's the kicker? What's the kicker of fast food? The kicker.
Arby's.
They got to meet.
You know, like
they got to meet.
So they had the field goal.
It's got to be something reliable, but. Nothing that's too awesome. It's just kind of
Arby's has good. If you hadn't had it, Arby's has a great when they have it fish sandwich and chicken.
When
sandwich.
They have it, yeah, hey, I got, so he's a kicker that misses some.
I've driven all over Memphis before to find Bronco berry sauce from Arby's before a long time ago.
They're gyro, 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 however you
say it. We got one position left. You got your tight end.
Definitely not Taco Bell. Right?
No, No.
I'm going to Crystals.
I see Crystals more of the defensive end. They're kind of
slimy.
They're nasty. They're going to make you regret the day you touch football.
You're right. Yeah.
Crystals is a defensive
end. You know, tight end's more of like a.
It's like a tight end's a Sonic.
Look, defense is checkers. You got checkers on defense. Checkers. You got Crystals on defense.
Purtle Chicken's a linebacker.
Nobody wants to meet Purtle's chicken, boy.
Purtle's out there taking lives.
Oh, yeah.
Taking it out.
Uh-huh. Subway. What is Subway's a kicker? A punter or something?
Subway's a kicker. Subway's
Subway the kicker. Yeah. That's the kicker. Subway. Lenny's is the punter.
Yeah, because you regret a lot of things. Yeah. But Chester's chicken at the gas station, that is the defensive end of ever
seen.
Oh,
my goodness.
They might shank you when they get in there.
That's your edge.
The whole defense is surrounded. If you got to fill in the hole, it's gas station food. Burritos, Crispitos.
Go chicken's your safety.
Crispitos is the cornerbacks, though.
We have officially went through the offense and defense. Defense is way easier than I expected.
What's y'all's gas station go to? I think mine's different.
I got all of them. Crispitos, pizza sticks, burritos.
I can't do hot dogs.
No, Crispitos is way better.
I like the fried, over-fried beef burrito with ketchup.
Them are bean burritos, homie.
Whatever they are, bro.
I don't even know what
they're so good.
Beans and ketchup.
All right. So since we talked about fat food, we're going to move on to football. We've been talking about football, too. It's a great lead-in, Jamie. You're notorious for that. The NFL rookie deemed too fat to play. And forced to watch from the sideline. If y'all hadn't seen videos of this dude.
Yeah, I feel his pain. I was deemed too unathletic, too fat, too slow to play the NFL.
Join the Air Force.
So there's this dude.
How old is this guy? 17, 18?
Where did he come from? He's from Florida. He came from Florida.
Florida.
He's like 450 pounds. Well, they're making him. He's an undrafted free agent, and they're making him walk around the practice basically while other people practice.
Now he's lost 430 plus pounds, but not enough apparently.
So why draft the kid if you know he's not?
He was undrafted, and he was really good at Florida. Dude can move for a big dude.
Then what's the problem? I mean, if you knew what you're getting and he's athletic,
they won't. I guess they won't pay him or let him join until he loses weight. I didn't know you could be too big.
If he can move them pounds, why does it matter?
That's right.
Unless they're just trying to. Does he need to get better to make the team? I don't know.
My man was eating a towel. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, there's a lot of calories in that towel.
So speaking of football again, an Arkansas legend.
He doesn't look that big to me.
Okay, does right.
That's because you're hanging out with me. I'm about to say
look at that little mug right there. Man.
So we had an Arkansas legend almost. Set an NFL record.
Almost
70 yards.
Cam Little for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Cam Little,
Bigfoot.
Dude, that is a bomb. And he probably could have got 74 out of it.
Probably
had room to spare.
Yeah, he had room to spare. Which tells me tight game or clock's ticking down a half, they're going to do it again.
Oh, they're going to. You got to try it during a real game now.
Yeah, if you know he could make it, and you're at half going into halftime or games on the line, you're 60 yards out.
What's the record now? 68?
67?
It's Tucker. I know it's Tucker.
The NFL record field goal.
What changed with kickers, Tucker, man? Right kicker, like Tucker. I can remember when like a 50-yard field goal was considered long. Now,
well, the record, though, for 64 yards. Justin Tucker is 66. Yeah. That was made against Detroit in 2021.
Yep.
But the there was like a 63-yard field goal by Tom Dempsey back like in the 80s, but he had a club foot. That was the record.
He had an unfair advantage. Yeah, he had a flat foot.
The longest attempt in NFL history was 76 yards by Sebastian Janikowski.
Look, if I was a random guy, I'd just try it for 100 yards just so I'd have the record.
Just a record for the longest attempt. Yes.
So Cam Little made this outdoors at against Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's a long ways. If only he could have done that in Arkansas, you know?
Wonder if he has
He had several 65 plus kicks in at Arkansas.
Yeah, no, I wonder if
he flips the field.
I wonder if we can get that dude, what's his name? Desmond
Howard
Watson. I wonder if we can get him to come on and talk about fast food. That would be legendary.
Oh, the big guy?
Yeah, the big guy. I mean, him could talk because we both big dudes.
You can tell him it'd be all right.
Also, during the preseason, look, you know you're having a bad start to your NFL career when you get cut at halftime. New Orleans Saints wide receiver Chris Tyree. Sounds like somebody's been playing in the NFL before. Wasn't able to participate in Sunday's preseason game to an injury, and then at halftime he was cut.
How do you get cut at halftime?
I don't know.
That's pretty hard.
He got moved to the injury.
Do they like walk up at halftime and hand you a release letter?
Here's a slip of paper.
Yeah, I know you heard you can't get to your locker and see this. So.
Did y'all see though? James Cook, the running back for Buffalo,
yeah,
like dressed out and everything for the preseason and like he went like for the preseason game dressed out and like warmed up and everything. And when it came game time, he's like, "Nah, I ain't playing."
I'm good
because he's holding out for his contract. So, but he. He's warmed up and everything.
Holding in.
If I was the star coach with star player, I probably wouldn't play any of them during preseason.
No. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
Unless you're the Bengals. You got to start up because they always get to a really
bad. Okay, is it Bengals or Bungles?
The Bungles. Yeah, the Bungles.
That's the Bengals.
The Bungles.
The Bungles.
Don't they sing a song like Bengals. Walk Like an Egyptian?
They do. The Bengals do sing that.
Why?
Because they walk like Egyptians.
Because they're a couple of women walking like Egyptians.
Speaking of which, this weekend we have our first fantasy draft, at least for my group. We have a fantasy draft. It's an in-person draft.
I may attend this.
You always tease us like that and tell us you're coming.
Live drafts are just legendary. Yeah. A lot of things happen.
I went to two drafts, and I'm not being allowed to go back after the last one.
People there, though, miss you, though. The only one that doesn't let you go is Mrs. Father Fortberry.
Yeah.
Mother Fortberry.
It's Mother Fortberry.
In fairness, last time he got brought back in the front end of a front end.
Was that the last one?
Yeah. That was the last one.
He came home with thorn scars.
In the bucket.
I was bleeding.
He was bleeding.
In the bucket of a front end loader.
Yes.
Good times.
Also in the NFL, multiple Vikings fans are canceling their season tickets, and they say it's because they have added a male cheerleader.
I saw that.
They had a male cheerleader?
I thought that was satire.
Like it's a male cheerleader, like he holds them up in the air type of male cheerleader, or like a male cheerleader?
Here, I'll show you a picture. Yeah,
that's not a hold them up in the air cheerleader.
He holds something up, all right, but it ain't another cheerleader.
I about spit my drink.
He is pretty. He's pretty.
It's a beautiful man.
I need to see him closer. He looks kind of like a.
No,
you don't.
He's kind of wild eyed.
Them eyebrows look.
That's the kind of man you want in your five-time menu.
Did y'all see where history was made yesterday? Major Leagues had their first female umpire.
Well, that's good.
They've never had one.
I was surprised to hear that they had.
Very first pitch, she missed by 6 inches. Called it a strike. It was 6 inches.
No way.
You know, the joke was. Now let's see how poor 6 inches is.
Right.
Wah, wah, wah. Where's Marty?
Go look at the very first strike call.
She was 6 inches
this far off the plate.
Yeah, but the men do that too.
Yeah, but
Angel Hernandez does way more than that.
Jamie also don't know what 6 inches is. That's how you hold it up.
Speaking of 6 inches, since we're on Sport Kick, the WNBA continues to have a 6-inch problem, maybe a 1-foot problem.
I think it's like a 9-inch problem.
that's what you want. Memphis Fort Berry belief.
They're charging these people. What's crazy to me.
So it's actually a big publicity stunt.
It is,
and it has to do with cryptocurrency. No, they have a cryptocurrency. Oh. The people behind this. I heard about this 2 weeks ago.
Dong.
We may or may not have a good friend who happens to be Dong in the crypto. Chat. We have a good friend who happens to maybe it's in the chat. He was earlier that worked for the WNBA. I won't call him out, but he told me about this about a couple weeks ago, where it's a cryptocurrency group called Big Green, that you can buy the cryptocurrency. And this was a scheme where they would get in. And now the WNBA, as of today, has banned bags. So you can only imagine where they're going to the prison.
The prison
pocket may be used to smuggle in.
Why? Just stick it on the front. I mean, what are they going to do? Say, oh, sir.
Put on your forehead.
Congratulations.
Put
it in the front of your pants. I mean.
Oh. Yeah,
are they gonna pull down their pants?
At the bare minimum, they're like good for
Norwalk.
You.
Maybe you wear it like a Norwalk. Like,
he has two wieners.
Jamie, maybe you wear it like a Norwalk as you walk in. You just
it's
put
a
it
horn.
In.
Yes, you come in like this, and you're like, it's cold in here.
I like your idea better though, Jen, but Norwalk might work. But yeah, your idea may be better.
Then you could go on the whole tirade. Are you discriminating against my defect? Is that what you're doing? And then you make a lawsuit about it before throwing it on the court, you know?
Then you win $100,000.
They would Chris Gary and go, wait a minute, you have two? okay. Moving right along. Plus size park hoppers. You know what that is?
We talked about them before. Yeah, we talked about them.
They say brutal backlash over their experience at Disney theme park. I'm going to show y'all a picture.
Maybe brutalize them.
There they are.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Y'all notice this one over here.
Yeah, some things aren't like the others.
Yeah. Look, she loved to hang out with the rest of them.
Yeah, she does.
I'm going to say this. That one lady on the right, her breasts are bigger than my head. That is a... That's
you massive. Have a big head.
Look at that. I could wear that as a hat.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
They're tearing up rides.
No. Their other friends, also Disney lovers in a group of five, would often share tips and tricks about parks specifically relating to accessibility as they are plus size. Look, when I went to Disney.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. Because when I went to Disney several years ago, I was worried about it because I can't fit in rides most places. Disney, I can fit on every ride. And they do cater to big people. But these folks like teach you how to make sure you don't get, what was that rash we talked about a while back?
Chlamydia.
No, monkeypox. None of those.
No.
Here's a quote. We were looking on the internet for other people who, like us, trying to ride vehicles. There wasn't a lot of content out there for varying body types. So I remember thinking then, we could do that. We could help show people if they could fit on rides or not. Jim, me and you could do that too. Now, hold up. Look at this one. If you're riding a scooter around Disney, you probably, where's it at? Oh, let me back it up.
She's in a golf cart.
No, she was trying a scooter. That's a golf. Oh, there we go.
Oh, geez. Oh,
dude, I want to ride that around Disney.
Oh, that's a ride.
All right, look, y'all. If you're riding that around Disney, you're probably not getting on me ride.
It's got a fan, too.
And what's that little thing right there? A phone holder?
I don't know.
I was sitting in the beer line, like, yes, I'm big enough.
At the beer line.
Yeah. I fit.
Oh, look, the top comes off and folds up.
I want that.
What are you talking
Why can't we have
but,
that? Hell,
but this ain't a ride.
That is a no, ride.
No, I ride that. So what you talking about? Look, here we go.
Bro, this is a handicap device. This
ain't it's got a cooler, Jamie.
It's got a lunch pack.
Jamie, would you have water in that
That's
cooler?
Our fanny pack.
That's our feed bag.
That's wrong.
Got that fan.
That's wrong.
We're going to get kicked off YouTube.
Jamie's fault.
What?
This is a long video.
We're talking about rides and a jet pop.
I'm trying to start it over.
Let me try to see what it takes to pick her up.
That's Epcot.
No, she would have
She got that message reverse back it up, Terry.
Hold on. Well, it'll start over in a second. Look, that is a
When's she going to ride a real ride?
That is a real
rent
ride.
A scooter. Rent a scooter? You can rent that?
How much is that? It comes with a fan?
That's her favorite ride was the forklift.
And a Jeep. I bet you that thing on the left is a GPS. In case the ship sinks or something.
I think since you're a chubby guy, you can say that.
Chubby? That's the most flattering thing I've ever heard.
Yes. Look at the hero beside her walking.
She's like, hold on. My thighs are hurting.
And don't look like they're switching out either.
This was the last episode of Life in the Patio right here. It ended in a big way.
Look, look,
look.
Hulk Hogan over there jealous of the 23-inch bicep he's got.
Oh, man.
Hulk Hogan, brother, I like them biceps, brother.
He didn't.
But they shouldn't be discriminated for their size. They definitely should be on every ride that they possibly can be on safely.
Yes.
Yes. If
that's our disclaimer.
If it'll close.
If the seat will close.
If the seat fits, you wear it, you know?
I mean, Terry's a big old dude, and he fits lots of places.
He fits on everything.
He's a naturally big human.
Oh, see, look, they have test seats. You can, well, I don't know what ride that is. But
that more like a harness.
That can take you to the buffet.
Gummit, James.
Dude, James.
Goodness gracious.
You're so hateful.
You got Gary Plumtick again. Can't talk.
Oh, just so you know, this is my favorite thing to do. Me and my wife will sit there in public places and I'll ridicule everybody I see. She's
angered you today? Oh,
nobody. This is
Monday.
This is one of the joys of my life. This is talking to people.
Jamie's got a case of the Mondays today.
She has a case of diabetes.
Dang. Not all big people have diabetes. I'm the only person I have for 30 years gone to doctor. They try to force diabetes on me.
One of my old bosses, he used to piss him off. I didn't have diabetes.
Same with me. Like somebody like half my size would be like, I got the sugar foot. I got diabetes. They thought they were talking to me like they could share that. I'm like, I do not. And they're like mad at you because I don't have.
I won't say his name.
There's a difference in your big and other types of big. You are a big man.
I always have been.
Just a big man. Yeah.
I will leave
everybody just out. Assumes like, I'm diabetic.
I was working and I was behind a boiler tying in some stuff. So I was like squatted down for like 45 minutes. Okay, but you know, you sit position so long, your foot goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Man, it was like that way for a while. And he said, oh man, that's neuropathy.
You got a rot foot.
Yeah.
Neuropathy.
No, I just squatted behind a bowler for 45 minutes, tied in some stuff. My foot's not dead.
He's like a Google search.
He tried to pump you full of insulin, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was so
pissed
off. You
got the diabetes.
He said, you die.
Diabetes. All right. You know what? 5 more minutes. I got a story for you. People are sharing the biggest historical lies most of people still believe. Jamie, you are a historian.
You are the historian.
Vikings didn't wear horned helmets. We know that they did, right?
I don't know that.
People believe Napoleon was abnormally short.
He wasn't abnormally short. He was short for.
He was short.
He was, yeah, but by his standard at the time, he was slightly.
What was he like?
No, he was average, 5'6".
Yeah, but he was probably slightly shorter than the average person. Not, but by today's standards,
he was pretty much average. Check this out. George Washington dentures were made of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were slave teeth.
I know. I read this and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like, hey, George needs a new cuspid.
Yeah, so, they're like, hey, we got these good looking wood teeth. He said, what's that guy doing? What's that guy eating over there?
All right, now we're really got there. Paul Revere, he was the guy that ran around saying the British are coming.
Yeah.
He didn't. There was 5 people, and he was careful not to yell because he wanted to tell people.
Oh,
I knew Jamie would know most of
it. Yeah, there was a Bonnie Blue that was yelling, "The British are coming."
What is it?
It's a one man show tonight.
What is it?
Now this is controversial, and this probably does get us canceled. But this one says people believe that the Nazis were hated and opposed for their treatment of Jewish people. No, they were loved by the German people for a long time. Yeah,
yeah.
You know who they hated by? The Jews.
Yeah,
they were refined,
which made sense.
It did make sense.
How about the idea that people used to believe the world was flat?
Used to. It still is.
I think a lot of people still believe it.
Okay. Flatter. Where's Bryce?
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. People believe that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.
Well, he did invent the light bulb, though.
He stole someone's invention.
He patented it.
He perfected the idea of the light bulb.
He also perfected it.
They were using a filament that didn't work, and he took the idea and improved it.
You got that from movie with Nicolas Cage. I can't think of what it's called.
There's a bunch of them.
Got a 60 seconds.
How about this one?
That's the one.
People believe that the U.S. Civil War was over states' rights.
It was not over states' rights. It was over
slavery.
No, it was not over slavery.
I think it was the second thing.
This is an unpopular opinion, but secession was over slavery. The Civil War was over the Union trying to maintain the Union. Because if the Northern Army, which was a technically a different country, had left South Carolina, there would have never been a war.
All right. And then people believe that MLK was socially acceptable to white people during the 1960s.
Who believes that?
And not in favor of radically changing the socioeconomic order of the U.S. All right. I don't know, but that's different. Many people still believe that Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake.
Instead, what she said was, let them eat cupcakes.
I can't verify that.
All right, we've been going for 35 minutes. Let me see, I got one more. We talked a long time.
She said, let them eat cornbread.
Cornbread.
That's a good
show. Is cornbread, if it's in a cupcake pan, is it a cupcake?
Lontar is live right after. Actually, he probably started 5 minutes ago. I tell you what, I'm going to hit this button. Play us out.
So if this is the last show ever, thank y'all for watching.
I hope not, because we're going for another right after. I think I played this song, Father Fortenberry.
Guys, thank y'all for watching. We're glad y'all watched the entire show in our entirety. We'll see y'all probably never again. Our apology.
I'm entirely satisfied with Jamie's performance tonight. Front to back, great. That's all I got.
Gary,
Jamie does have a lot of hate in his heart.
Hey, I got news for y'all. I made a mistake. I'm gonna play this out here. Y'all can hear it twice.
Okay,
it's a good song.
Marty, hit that button.
Look, Marty. I can't. Oh, that's up there.
Yeah, Marty.
All right, let me end the stream.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cries. Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.